back to committee and corporation counsel. Next order of business?
Next order of business is the report of the Committee on Economic and Community Development.
Before we do that, we could take care of our other business, which was the pending matter in, well, that was in finance. Did we want to go back to that? We have some updated information. That was item 48, correct? Yeah, let's do that so we can take care of that. Item 48 in finance, if you want to look back. It's really the preference of the body, but it seems to be completely appropriate to go ahead with that motion for adoption by Supervisor Jurczyk. It's just the preference of the body. Did anyone want to discuss that? That seems to get at the effect that people mostly had wanted, which was to approve some of the things that happened at committee, but express your rejection overall, right? That's a way to summarize it. So adoption is before us. Go ahead, Supervisor Jurczyk.
I think the more significant issue is that this body is directing with regard to submissions to IRS that we not have conflicting positions go forward. And in order for that to, I think, bind the county executive as we go through the full process, allow him to have his veto if he's going to veto this, override a veto, and now we've got a clear directive from the policymakers that we are not going to present to the IRS conflicting positions. So I think that is the better thing to do here. And my understanding of the resolution, as it was first moved by Supervisor Mayo and then amended, that we are, by resolution, rejecting the report of the county executive and directing that we will not file that report with IRS. That should go through the full process so that the county executive is bound by the policy of this body if we succeed in overriding a veto on that. He has then no choice but to follow that directive. So I think that's the correct thing to do. Hopefully everyone agrees.
Okay, Supervisor Weishon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess this might be for Corp Counsel a question, and that is, because of our process, you pass this resolution today, and then the county exec would veto it. Comes in that interim period, does he still have the ability to submit this contradictory opinion to the IRS? Because our intention is that there is not a confusion of what our position is. So I would like some direction, some advice on how do we accomplish not having two opinions go to the IRS.
Okay, that's a good question. Mr. Bargren?
Madam Chair and Supervisors, technically a report could go in. I think as a practical matter, based on my discussions with a number of people, no report is going to go in until there's final action by the county, meaning this board and the exec and vetoes, overrides, etc. There needs to be one position by the county before a report goes into the IRS. And the IRS has been advised that the matter is pending. The IRS is going to wait for final action by the county and expects a report at that time.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Supervisor?
Not really. The thing is, will the county exec submit something in that time period?
Mr. Bargren? Okay.
I'm not the county exec, but my answer is I don't think I don't have any reason to believe that any report will be going in until final action by the county.
Okay. Any other discussion of this matter? We're on 49, finance, personnel, and audit. We've gone back to revisit this. The new motion before us is adoption of the resolution. 48. Thank you. 48, adoption of the resolution, which was put forward at Finance, Personnel, and Audit. Seeing no further discussion, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Question is adoption of the by the committee resolution. Supervisors Alexander.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Staskunas.
No.
Taylor.
No.
Weddle. Weishaupt.
Aye.
Madam Chairwoman.
Aye.
14 ayes, 2 noes. Matters approved.